Archers for the week 24 to 29 December 2000. And for some reason unbeknown to me, the third episode, which took place on Boxing Day, is in mono.
As Ambridge prepares for Christmas, Jennifer is hosting the Nativity play.
I know. Isn't it marvellous to see everybody here?
I think it's a lovely idea to hold the nativity in a barn with all the animals.
It makes a nice change, doesn't it?
Mm.
Oh, hasn't Christmas come round quickly this year?
Seems to get quicker every year.
I can't believe Debbie's 30 today either.
Will she be celebrating tonight?
Oh, Simon's whisking her off to a rather exclusive restaurant.
Oh.
We both managed to buy Debbie the same thing.
Oh,
yeah. I got her some lovely gold earrings, and Simon bought her an antique pair of silver ones.
Oh.
Thankfully, his are quite different and rather beautiful.
So, you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yes. Of course, there'll then be the three of us, plus Debbie and Simon.
Well, I expect that'll be nice.
Yes. Well, I'm used to Adam not being there, but oh, I do miss Kate. Phoebe, too.
You'll see a lot of Phoebe over the holiday, won't you?
Well, not as much as I'd like. Still, we've got the party on New Year's Day to look forward to. Hayley and Roy are bringing her there.
Who else is coming?
Well, Jack's bringing Mum, obviously. And there's Pat and Tony, too. And
have you managed to persuade Tom and Helen?
Well, the invitation's there, so it's up to them. And it's a shame David and Ruth will be busy.
I know. At least we are bringing Pip and Josh.
Yes, it'll be nice to see the children.
What about Elizabeth and Nigel?
Oh, Elizabeth says they'll be too busy as well.
I do wish she'd slow down.
Yes. Nigel tried to persuade her to bring the twins, but she wasn't having any of it.
Someone's impatient to get started.
Yes.
Honestly, the number of times I've had to touch up Pip's moustache.
She makes a splendid wise man. Did you make a costume?
No, she's got Grandma to thank for that. Oh,
oh dear, that little boy's tripped over and torn his gown.
She needs someone to do a quick repair job.
Nope, you're all right, dear. Look, his mum's there.
Oh, yeah.
Janet looks very calm, doesn't she?
So do the animals, thank goodness.
Josh can hardly keep his hands off them.
The sooner they get started, the better.
Seen that little girl over there, look, next to Daniel? She's ever so sweet.
Oh, that's very clever, isn't it? Attaching those toy sheep to a costume.
The angel's wings are brilliant. Mm.
Well, there must have been lots and lots of very busy mums and grandmas in these last few days.
Daniel looks sweet too, doesn't he? He's wearing one of my old tea towels on his head.
We're nearly ready to start now.
Oh, do you want us to get into position?
Not yet. A couple of children are still getting into their costumes. So long as people aren't getting too cold.
You're enjoying all this, aren't you?
I am, actually. But it's lovely, isn't it? So lively.
You can say that again.
Oh, no. It looks like Tim Scrooby's lost his mare again. Well, we'll give it a couple more minutes, I think, and then we'll make a start. All right.
There's no chance of Pip losing her frankincense, is there?
No, and I wouldn't fancy baby Jesus' chances of getting it off her either.
Oh, look. There's Sybil Andrews. Granddaughter must be. Excuse me, won't you?
Of course. How was the trip on the Santa special, by the way?
Oh, Pip and Josh loved it. Though Josh did get a speck of dust in his eye.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, it was all right. He soon forgot all about it when Santa came along. They gave us mince pies and mulled wine, and we went for a lovely walk in the woods. Then we came home again.
Lovely. Children are going to be very spoilt this week, aren't they?
Is everything ready for tomorrow?
Very nearly. In fact, I'm already thinking about the supper on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that sounds very organised.
I'm hoping for a really nice family get-together.
Oh, looks like Janet's ready. I'd better go.
It's lovely to see you again, Sybil. Bye then, bye.
Come
on. Oh, Phoebe, come and give Grandma a great big hug.
That's it, Phoebe. Mind you don't trip over anyone's legs.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. Shall we look at the animals, darling?
Didn't you want to?
Oh, she's a bit upset because Hayley couldn't come.
But you've got Grandma now, haven't you?
Mrs. A had a little tumble and Ailey stayed behind to look after her.
Is Marjorie all right now?
Yeah, but she was more shaken than anything.
Oh, that's good. And you are still coming to the party on New Year's Day, aren't you?
Of course we are. We wouldn't miss that. Now, we're back from Birmingham on New Year's Eve and then we'll be over to you on New Year's Day.
Oh, you'll see us before then as well, won't you?
Of course. It's only tomorrow and Boxing Day we're busy.
Yes, I know.
Could everybody quieten down now, please? Thank you. Welcome to the Loxley Barrett School Nativity Play. Just to let you know, we'll be starting in the next minute or two, as soon as all the children are ready. In the meantime, I hope you're all managing to keep warm.
Suppose I'd better get in position now. Down you get. You will stay for a mince pie and a drink afterwards, won't you?
Yeah, you're okay. Sounds nice.
That's good. See you both later, then.
Yeah, Grandma's going to read the story now, darling.
Oh, hi, Roy. How are you, Phoebe?
Oh, she's fine. Hey, Jamie's looking good, isn't he?
It was touch and go. I had to do an emergency repair job on his costume just before we came out.
Oh, you can't tattle.
It's too long, really. He keeps treading on it. Looks more like a toga now.
Ah, looks great. So, you two having Christmas Day at Bridge Farm?
Yeah, Pat and Tony are letting us join in with their celebrations.
Yeah, I'll enjoy having a kid around.
Yeah, but it might be a bit strange for Jamie.
Once he's opened his presents, he'll be well away.
And the main thing is to make sure he enjoys himself.
So long as the kids are happy, we're happy, eh?
Hi, Cathy. You all right, Roy?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks.
Hello, Sid.
A bit nippy in here, isn't it? Hello, Phoebe, how are you?
Oh.
Done a bit shy, have you?
Yeah, well, she's like that with most men.
I can't say I blame her. Jamie really looks ready for this, doesn't he?
He's been practising his moves with me at home.
Yeah, he definitely looks that business.
All right, everybody, it's time to begin. So, absolute quiet, please. Now. Thank you, Benjamin. Now, children, your teachers read the story of the Nativity at school, didn't they? But today, some of your parents are going to read instead. And the first person who's going to read is Mrs. Aldridge, who's very kindly allowed us to use her barn. So, children, could you all stand up and take your positions, please? That's right, thank you. And we hope everyone enjoys our nativity play. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
Cursed by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Oh, look, Sid. There's Jamie now.
Look. He's waving to us.
Oh, he looks so happy.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
He's being so good.
Isn't he just?
And now we shall sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
That's it. Up you come, that's it.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And now we'd like you all to join us in singing Once in Royal David City. Should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country in another way.
I know I say it every year, but I am that proud of Jamie.
Oh, you've every right to be. He was great, wasn't he? Oh,
I thought they all were.
Yeah. Yes. You can't beat kids at Christmas, can you?
Thank you. Now we finish, the children would like you to join in with them singing O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Uh-huh. Well done, Janet. That was lovely.
Oh, thank you for your reading. That seemed to go very well, didn't it?
Yes. You do all know there have been spies and a drink inside, don't you? Please, go and help yourselves.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. I'd love to, but I better make sure all the children are sorted out with their parents first. I'll be over in a minute.
And what about you, Ruth? You'll stay, won't you?
It sounds very tempting.
Well, then why not? Pip and Josh will find some friends inside, I expect.
Okay, then. You two, do you want a mince pie?
Yeah.
But it's all made out in the kitchen.
Thanks, Jennifer. Come on, then, but keep the noise down.
And you're both coming in for a mince pie, aren't you, Roy?
Oh, definitely. Though we better not stay too long.
Well, just go and enjoy yourselves.
OK, great. Come on, Phoebes.
Would Jamie like a mince pie?
Oh, you don't have to, Jennifer. I'm sure you'd like to be left in peace.
No, not at all. I've got a kitchen full over there.
Come on, Mummy, please.
OK, then. You go ahead, Jamie.
And how about you, Sid?
That's very kind, Jennifer, but I ought to be getting back.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, is there anybody else?
I thought you were helping with the animals.
Yeah, I was, but David and Brian are such dab hands, they don't really need me. I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed that.
It was very special.
Yeah, it was. I'd better be off.
Well, Sid.
What?
Why don't you come over to Bridge Farm tomorrow morning?
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm sure Jamie would love you to.
Is it okay with Pat?
Yes, I mentioned you might be popping over. About 10 o'clock, okay? That's when they'll be opening their presents round the tree.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be really great. Thanks.
There are lots of presents to be handed out as Ambridge celebrates Christmas Day.
Can I open mine now?
Mummy!
Go on then.
Of course you can.
Look at their faces.
I know. Pull a bit harder, Pip. That's it.
Thanks, just what I wanted. A show jumping horse and rider.
I thought it might be. What have you got, Josh?
Yay.
Hey, hold on, Josh. You don't tear it to pieces. Come, let me help you. I know. It's just coming.
Thank you, Daddy.
All right. Hey, don't you want me to help you with the track?
Oh, let him go. He's happy.
Thank you. It's lovely.
Oh.
Come and meet your new friend's horse.
Don't eat too many sweets before lunchtime, will you?
I won't.
They're happy.
Mm.
We can let them play for a bit before we go to Brookfield, can't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to catch Dad on his own before lunch.
Why?
Well, I think one of the reasons that he might be dragging his feet a bit the decision on the beef is because he's worried about the delay before we start making any money.
David,
ow!
Give us a break! It's Christmas Day, heaven's
you
sake!
You're a bit mean with that cushion, don't you?
I know I am! Come on, time for our presents.
Yeah, right.
You've got to open yours first.
Do you think it's big enough?
Big boys deserve big toys.
Got yours here too.
Oh, thanks.
No, it looks tiny compared to mine.
Go on, open yours.
Right. How on earth did you manage to keep this hidden?
I kept it in Brookfield.
Oh, very sneaky.
Oh, I don't believe it. A radio-controlled aeroplane. That's fantastic. I've always wanted one of these.
I know. Your mum told me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. I'll fly it this afternoon. Now, your turn.
OK. Is it jewellery?
Wait and see.
It is, isn't it? Oh, David, it's beautiful. An eternity ring. Just like me earrings. What's this written inside? Just remember that I love you. You're a big softy, David Archer. Ta-da! Here you are, Jamie, Mummy's present.
Wow. Look at that bike.
Oh, lucky Jamie.
But you can't ride it in the house, love.
Oh, Mum.
Now, Jamie, don't argue with your Mum. Why don't you give her a race with the cars?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm sure you'll beat me. Can you hold the bike, Sid?
Yeah, no problem.
You can lean it against the wall if you like.
Oh, OK.
Now, you'll have to show me how the car works, Jamie. Oh, I see.
I expect you'll be busy today.
Yeah. Any luck, we should get quite a crowd in.
So the car goes on like that, does it?
I bought you and Tony a little something.
Oh, Sid, that's very kind.
What happens when I press the button? Oh, isn't that great?
There's a bottle of sherry for you and a whiskey for Tony.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure they'll go down well.
Right.
Here's something for you, too.
Oh. Oh, a tie. Oh, that's great. Thanks very much. I got you something too, Cathy.
Sorry, I've got my hands full.
I'll leave it on the table, then.
You didn't have to.
Oh, no, it's just to say thank you for letting me come over.
Well, thanks. I'll open it later.
OK. Well, I'll see myself out. Bye, Jamie.
You have to go.
Yes, but I'll see you tomorrow. Huh? Now, make sure you let your mum win once or twice.
OK.
I'll see you soon, then.
Yeah, bye, Sid.
We might pop in later for a drink.
Great. The more the merrier. Bye.
That was nice. Well done for inviting him.
Yes. It was worth it, wasn't it?
I know it must be difficult.
My favourite perfume.
That's it, Father Christmas. You're coming out of the cold.
Oh, it ain't the cold, I'm bothered a bit. All them kids have been laughing at me.
Well, they're just happy to see a big red man with a beard.
No, they ain't. They've been calling me names and making jokes.
And I can see why and all. Yeah. Someone stuck a note on your back saying penny for the guy.
Why, the little... Oh, that's Edward playing tricks on his grandfather.
Oh, come on, Joe. Let's get your point. This one's on the house.
Oh, sure.
Where's the rest of your clan, then?
Oh, they'll be here in a minute.
Oh, maybe this is them. Oh, no, it's Sid. Oh, I can tell you've had a good time by the smile on your face.
It was smashing. Sorry I'm a bit late.
No problem. As long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Can I pop a wishbone now?
No, not yet. People are still eating.
But I've finished!
No, I suppose we might as well let him.
Yes, I don't see why not. We've nearly all finished.
All right, then. Who are you going to pull it with, Daniel?
Josh.
I think he's a bit young to make a wish.
Yeah, why not? But I want to make a wish.
Then why don't you both pull it with Daniel? That's a good idea.
Go on, Pip. You can both hold it.
All right. Come on, Josh.
Well, that's it, Daniel. Hold it up so they can both reach.
One, two, three, and make a wish.
Oh! Well done. Did you make a wish?
Yes, I wish.
You're not supposed to tell us. Come on, let's all drink to a happy Christmas for everyone.
Yeah. Happy Christmas for everyone.
That's it, Pete. Well, as hard as you can. Well done, you won.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie, I thought she needed a little bit of help.
Oh, that's quite all right. I won one earlier in any case. Now, I think I'll put my hat on now.
Is well, now we all look silly together.
Hey, this whistle will come in handy when I want Linda's attention.
It's very executive, right?
Yeah,
well... Oh, that was a lovely dinner.
Oh, well done, you two. I'm sorry I couldn't help.
Yes, well, that's all right. You're doing the washing up. Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I reckon it's time to open our presents now.
Here we are.
Are you going to watch, Phoebs?
Yeah.
Right. We better be careful with this one.
Yeah. It's for both of you.
Oh, great.
Well, this one's for you, Marjorie.
Oh, thank you, Hayley. Oh, very big.
Well, come on, let's open them.
Oh, I always think it's rather a shame to ruin all this lovely paper.
Nah, it's the best bit.
What have we got here, anything? Oh, Marjorie, shouldn't I? It's beautiful. It's
brilliant, a decanter. Well, that'll come in handy for the port later on. Oh, thanks, Marjorie.
Oh, Roy, look at the cut glass. It's too much.
Nonsense. It's been hidden away in a box for years. Oh, this is just what I need to keep me warm. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you like the pattern.
Oh, it's lovely. I love a cardigan.
Oh, great.
I think it's going to fit perfectly. Ooh. How did you do it, Hayley?
Hey, no problem. And here's yours, Roy.
Oh, thanks, Hayley. Are you sure it's big enough?
Oh, hope you like it.
Do you want to help me, Phoebes? Come on. Come on, then.
So, looks very exciting.
Don't hit it, darling.
Oh, what a CD player with remote. It's fantastic. Oh, I love it, but it must have cost a fortune.
Oh, rubbish. He gave me that James CD last year. Now you've got something decent to play on.
Look, and here's yours.
Great, thank you.
Well, it took me ages to find.
Another fridge magnet to add to my collection. Right, I'm going to smack you so hard.
No, here's the real one.
Honestly, Margie, let alone anyone, it's me. No, you shouldn't have. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Well, it took a long time to choose.
Oh, it's the right size and everything. I love black too. Very sexy. Thank you.
I think you'll be turning a few heads in that dress, Hayley.
I will, won't I? Oh, thank you, Roy. Merry Christmas. Mm.
Dad?
Yes?
I was thinking, if you're still worried about the long lead-in time on the beef before we start making any money...
Well, yes. Does concern me.
Then what about if we buy in store animals and fatten them up for sale during those first 2 years? Then at least that way we'd be generating some income to cover it.
That is a possibility.
Shall I knock out some figures?
Yes, if you like. But it's Christmas Day, David.
Oh, I would like to. I'll get them to you by Friday, OK?
Yes, all right. Oh, look, here are the others. They must have decided to walk off their Christmas dinner.
You too. We just thought we'd pop by to see if you finished.
Yeah, nearly. Another 10 minutes or so should do it.
Great. We're thinking of dropping in at the Bull to see Father Christmas before going back for Nigel and Elizabeth.
Oh, sounds good to me. You up for that, Dad?
Yes. Might be rather fun. Jolene's putting on quite a programme, isn't she?
I'm not sure if we'll catch the Christmas quiz, but we should be in time for the singing.
Shall we see you in there?
Well, if you hang on for a few minutes, we'll come with you.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's someone else who wants a word with Father Christmas.
Hello, little girl. Would you like a present?
Please.
Oh, that's a very nice red coat you've got on, eh? Almost as nice as mine. Here you are, then, darling. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
What you got there, Phoebes? Shall we open it?
They've been very generous, haven't they?
Yeah, Sid and Jolene have really pulled out the stops.
Oh, look, isn't it lovely? A baby dolly with a feeding bottle.
Oh, she'll enjoy that.
Isn't that splendid?
You know, I reckon this has been just about the perfect day.
Oh, it has, isn't it? Merry Christmas. Oh,
cheers.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, good to see you both here. Just in time for a rousing chorus.
Oh, excellent.
Now, look, any requests?
What about White Christmas?
Jingle bells. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on over by the fire, Mrs. Archer. Make yourself nice and warm.
Thank you, Sid.
Can I get you a drink, Mum?
No, don't worry. I won't stay too long.
The children have played in the other bar with the toys. Is that all right, Sid?
Yes, that's what they're there for.
Right, everybody. Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The Boxing Day meet.
Glass of mulled wine to keep me warm. Sid and Jolene have been very kind.
Well, I hope you don't get too cold while you're out.
Don't worry about that. It's a later start than usual, remember, so we won't be out for long. Anyway, if the sun stays out like this, it should be fine.
You've certainly got a lovely clear day for it.
Let's hope we get some scent.
Oh, I should have brought my camera. You look so splendid.
No, we don't seem to make the local press these days.
Well, that's political correctness for you, isn't it? At least there are still quite a few people who want to come out and watch.
And Linda, of course. With her placards.
Yes. But it's a quiet protest this year.
You haven't seen Nigel, have you? I didn't see his trailer before I left.
Well, I think he arrived just after you went.
You better not take too long or we'll be setting off without him. Still, it's not much of a hack from home to the Bull, is it? I dare say he'll catch us up.
Expect you'll be off in a minute.
I take it you couldn't persuade Alice out to watch.
No, of course not. She's got a friend over so that she can show off her new pony.
Oh, Chandler.
Yes, Chandler.
I think it's a great name.
Well, I don't. Sounds as though she's going sailing.
You do know it's one of the characters in Friends, don't you?
Of course I do. I do watch television.
Yes, yes, of course you do.
Oh, you should have seen the look on Alice's face when she first saw him.
I'm not surprised. It's a very generous present.
Oh, it was worth it, though, just to see her so happy.
Mm, she's a lucky girl. Then I suppose I was, too, when Dad gave me Moonbeam.
And, of course, Kate had chocolate. Mm,
that's true. It was nice to speak to Kate last night, wasn't it? She seemed very happy.
Yes. I was a little bit surprised that she waited until the evening to phone us after she talked to Phoebe in the morning.
I suspect she was just very busy. Did Adam phone in the end?
No. I dare say there's a good excuse for that too.
Perhaps he went on a safari to celebrate.
Why would he do that?
Well, I don't know, maybe that's what people do in Kenya.
Christmas should be a time when families come together.
Was Dad in a good mood when he left?
I've no idea. He's been shut up in his office since 8:30 this morning.
There's something I want to ask him about.
Well, I'm sure you'll catch him later. Well, I'd better get off and make sure this tea's ready for when you all finish. And then there's a lunch for tomorrow's shoot to think about as well.
You've got a busy week ahead, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Jennifer?
Hello, Caroline.
I just wanted to let you know I probably won't be coming back to Home Farm for tea.
Oh, that's a pity.
It's just I really ought to get back to Grey Gables after this. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. I wasn't expecting everyone to come anyway. And I'm sorry we're double booked for your drinks party on Thursday.
That makes us even then, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, well, I'll see you later. Bye, darling. Bye, Caroline.
Bye. Are we still waiting for anybody?
Nigel isn't here yet, though I'm sure he will be in a minute. And, of course, Oliver's not coming out today.
No, that's right.
Did I hear that he's gone to spend Christmas with his daughter?
Yes, she lives in Bristol, apparently.
Pity. He's going to miss a good day. I feel it in the air somehow.
I hope you're right. You're still coming on Thursday, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Simon here?
No, he's meeting up with an old buddy. I told him to come out and see us, but apparently the chap's a bit anti. How was your Christmas?
Oh, busy. Spent most of the day at work. Oh, actually, I really enjoyed it.
Well, you did have some time off, though, didn't you?
I popped up here later on and joined in with the singing. It was very busy. I was delighted.
Good.
Yes, all good fun. Until Eddie started line dancing to go King Wenceslas. And it threatened to get a bit out of hand.
I bet it did.
They dealt with him very well, though.
It's good to see the Bull doing well, after what happened to the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, yes. They've got great confidence in what they're doing.
Oh, look, here's Nigel.
Just in time, too. Master's about to make his speech.
Brian? Yes, Jenny?
Where's Alice?
Well, the last I heard, she and her friend were going to take the pony for a walk round the riding course.
Well, don't you think we should be keeping an eye on her? She's still only 12, after all.
No, she's fine. She knows she's not to leave the farm or go on the roads. Last thing girls of that age want is a middle-aged chaperone.
Well, you're sure?
Of course I'm sure. Is there anything else?
Yes. I don't know why you have to spend hours in here on that computer when it's still only Boxing Day.
Because I need to get things done.
You're not still worrying about those budgets for the AGM, are you? It's weeks away.
No, Jenny, I'm not worrying about them. I'm simply working on them as I usually do at this time of year.
Not until after New Year, surely.
If you don't mind, darling, I would like to get on.
I think you just don't like crossing swords with Matt.
Oh, God.
Have you seen Alice on Chandler? She sits so well on him.
Yes, excellent.
Adam hasn't phoned, has he?
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention it.
Brian, how could you forget? Well, is he all right? Why didn't he phone yesterday?
Well, he went out camping in the bush somewhere and his mobile phone wasn't working, but he's fine.
Well, I'll go and phone him back now. Is he at home?
No, you won't catch him again until this evening.
Oh, blast. Why wasn't I here when he rang?
Because you've got a very busy social life to organise.
Well, it's true, I have. There's tea for the hunt this afternoon. There's tomorrow's lunch with the shoot. I've hardly even begun to think about Mum's party on Monday.
Oh, yes, yes. This is supposed to be a family party, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. Well, with some friends as well.
Yeah, it's just I was looking at your catering list and it seemed rather extensive.
If by extensive you mean generous, then yes, it is. I make no bones about that. Oh, for heaven's sake, it's my mother's 10th wedding anniversary. They deserve a good party.
But is wild salmon really necessary, for example?
Yes, it'll be a treat for them.
It's not exactly essential, though, is it? And why on earth do you need 24 bottles of champagne?
Oh, Brian, please don't go on. Anyone would think we couldn't afford to throw a party at all. I mean, honestly, it's not as if we celebrate something every day.
Though we do seem to be coming dangerously close to it this week.
But it's Christmas! And all you seem to be doing is a very good impression of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, don't exaggerate, Jenny. I'm just trying to point out we haven't had the best of years financially. It might be an idea to think about ways of making savings in the future.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brian. You're being over-pessimistic. Compared to lots of people in this village, we have absolutely nothing to worry about. Oh, I'll leave you to your work.
Oh, hi, Caroline. I didn't think you'd be back till later.
No, we had a bit of a gallop, but it was a hound hunt, really. So I came away early.
A hound hunt?
Mm. Scent wasn't all that good, and the hounds had to work really hard to make anything of it.
No foxes, then?
No. There's always next time. What are you doing on reception? Where's Trudy?
Well, she went off a few minutes early. A neighbour phoned to say her dog's been sick because it had eaten some leftover Christmas pudding. Oh. I thought you wouldn't mind because it's so quiet.
Oh, I suppose not.
Linda will be along in a minute.
That's true. Anything happened while I was out?
No. The coach party's still finishing their lunch and most of the other guests seem to have gone out for the day.
Can't blame them. It's lovely outside. Crisp and cold.
Yeah, we're off from your mum's after this. Probably too late for a walk, well.
If anyone wants me, I'll be in my office.
Actually, there is something I wanted to ask you.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you know, we're going away to Birmingham on Friday night.
Coming back to work on the 2nd, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We're actually coming back for New Year's Eve.
Right.
You see, well, it's the anniversary of when we started going out.
That's nice.
Yeah. And the thing is, I want to do something special for Hayley.
Oh, yes. How can I help?
It's John Paul. I wanted to ask him if he'll cook us a meal for me to take home to Nightingale Farm. Would that be okay?
Please forgive me, Roy. I think you might have some difficulty persuading Jean-Paul to act as a takeaway service.
Yeah, I know that. But you know, maybe I thought I could appeal to the romantic in it.
Even so.
Look, this is a really big secret, so you mustn't tell anyone. But I've bought a ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I'd propose to Hayley over a nice candlelit dinner.
Oh, what a lovely idea. You are a romantic, aren't you?
It just seems the right thing to do. I mean, do you reckon Jean-Paul might go for it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, obviously, if he did, I'd make sure it wasn't interfering with his work here.
Oh, don't worry about that. Have you mentioned it to him at all?
Not yet.
Why don't you leave it to me to have a word first? I'm sure I can apply a little gentle persuasion.
Would you? Oh, God, that would be brilliant.
Well, I can't promise anything, of course, but I'll try my best. I hope Hayley realises she's a very lucky girl.
Well, I better serve this gentleman.
OK, I'll let you know what he says.
Oh, thanks. Afternoon, sir. How can I help you?
Dad? What are you doing?
Feeding the deer.
No, you see that?
I wanted a break from the office.
You don't have to. I could have done it later. Don't you want to come and talk to everybody?
Well, I had a chat with some of the early finishers. Sounds like you're out of luck today.
Oh, it didn't really matter. It was a lovely ride. And we got back before the rain. I don't know where these clouds have sprung up from.
Can you pass me the spuds?
Oh. I'll give you a hand if you like.
Okay, thanks.
They're quieting down nicely, aren't they?
Some of them are coming up to feed by hand, though.
Yeah. Like this one. They should be good for breeding.
I haven't been able to use yet.
It's okay, I can do them. I've got a couple more pens to finish anyway. Do you think you'll get to the Oxford conference next week?
No, I'll be far too busy.
Well, you should if you can. I'm hoping to get a day in at the end of the week.
Well, you can tell me all about it.
I saw David on my way back up on Lakey Hill with his model aeroplane. He's such a big kid.
Oh, I bet.
He reminded me about the bit of kit we saw.
Debbie, we've been into this.
Dad, it's going to save us money.
Oh, yes. 30 grand for the cultivator drill, plus 60 grand for a tractor to power it.
But it's worth it.
You're talking about £100,000, Debbie. Just not making that kind of money anymore.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of money, Dad, but with the acreage we're doing, it's completely justified.
You think so?
It means we get a seedbed in one pass. We're using a lot less diesel, plus you're drilling in exactly the right conditions, so your establishment costs are way down.
Yes, Debbie, I know the theory.
Oh, no, Dad, that old combi of ours is clapped out. You know it is.
I agree, you're absolutely right. But if the money's not there... But you know what's happened to our income this year.
Yeah, I know, it's dire.
We might even be in a loss situation this year. I can tell you, Debbie, this is the worst time in all my years of farming.
Yeah, but we've still got to look to the future, haven't we? We can't just stop investing.
I'm sorry to go on, but this can't be the right time to start spending that kind of money. We have to start making savings.
We're hardly going under, though, are we?
Who knows?
Oh, Dad.
I mean it, Debbie. In the current financial climate, there's not a farm in the country that's safe.
Linda's showing off her Mikado photographs.
Those are just pictures of the set, Lauren.
Siobhan did a very good job, didn't she?
These are the production photos I took at dress rehearsal and the ones I took backstage on the last night.
Great, can I have a look?
Of course. Now, this is the one they've chosen for tomorrow's Echo. I can't quite see why myself.
Oh, Larry's face, he looks like a... all of it like a constipated duck.
Quite how I would have put it, but yes, it isn't the most flattering of portraits.
Oh, and Julia looks perfectly hideous, doesn't she?
It manages to capture that mood of righteous indignation very nicely.
Oh, this one of Tom and me's very good, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Now, that would have been my choice for the Echo. I think it really captures the essence of your coloratura, as much as any photograph can, of course.
Look at this one of Leo with a big handlebar moustache he wore on the last night.
Yes, me should have words with him about that.
Oh, wasn't it brilliant the way he had a different one each night?
I don't think the Hitler moustache at curtain call was very appropriate, though, do you?
Oh, but that wasn't his fault. Tom cut the ends off it after he found that stage weight in his bundle.
Well, those sort of schoolboy japes are terribly unprofessional, of course. Oh, they do seem to be part of the G&S tradition, unfortunately.
Oh, it was a great success, though, wasn't it?
Oh, with packed houses every night, the production's managed to completely pay for itself, and there's even a tiny bit left over for next year.
Oh, that's good. I don't think I could ever be a director.
Well, it does require a rather unique combination of qualities. The entrepreneurial skills of a manager, eye for composition of a painter, inside of a psychologist. Go on. But you never know, Lauren. One day, perhaps, you too may acquire those skills.
Doubt it. I just like the singing and performing bit.
Yes, and very well you do those too.
Thank you.
Which is more than can be said for Flossie's effort, by all accounts.
I'm sure they did their best.
Well, of course, it was a terrible stroke of bad luck to lose half one's principles to laryngitis like that. I mean, it could just as easily have happened to us.
What time is it, by the way?
Nearly 10 to 8.
Oh, no! Oh, I was supposed to meet Tom upstairs 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's all right. He's probably still up there. Oh, no, look. That's him coming down now.
Is it? Oh, no! He mustn't see me!
Why on earth not?
I've got to see someone else first. Look, I'll explain later. Please, Linda, can you stall him
but
for me?
But I don't understand.
Just keep him here and don't let him know you've seen me. Thanks!
Oh. Well, where next? Oh, very mystifying.
Linda?
Yes, Tom?
Was Lauren here with you just now?
No, I haven't seen her at all, actually.
Oh, that's funny. Somebody said they thought she was sitting next to you.
Oh, no, they must have been mistaken. There was another girl here, and I suppose she looked a little bit like Lauren, but she's gone now.
Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting her upstairs, but she's not there.
I expect she'll be here soon. You haven't seen the production photographs yet, have you?
No. Oh, have you got them there?
Yes.
Oh, can I have a look?
Of course you can.
Great, I'll just get myself a pint. Do you want anything?
Another G&T will be very welcome.
OK, I'll be back in a second.
Thanks for the tea and cake, though.
That's okay. Thought you might need a bit of a break from all that number crunching.
Oh, I wish I could. No, you're right. 5 minutes won't do any harm. What are the kids up to?
Josh is fast asleep already. He's cuddled up to that enormous lion Mum and Dad gave him.
Mm. I think that present was a bit of a winner.
He looks really sweet.
Oh, he was really worn out tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
Before he went to sleep, he told me he was very sorry, but he thinks he loves Father Christmas as much as us.
I wonder why that is.
And Pip's in bed reading, so she's nicely settled.
Great. Yeah, give us a cuddle. Oh, it's nice to have a bit of peace and quiet for a change.
Yeah, Christmas is fun, but it's also quite a relief when it's over.
Yeah. Still got the party on New Year's Eve to come, though, haven't we?
I know. But it should be more relaxed.
I hope so. At least Dad should have made his mind up by then.
You think so?
Yeah. Once he sees these figures, I'm sure he'll go with it.
I'm glad you're so confident.
This is a very impressive case I'm putting together, with these new cash flows. When I saw Debbie this morning, she agreed. Definitely the right way to go.
Did she?
Oh, yes. She's having to use a bit of gentle persuasion on Brian at the moment.
What about?
About that cultivator drill she's been on about.
That.
Yeah, she's also getting keen to move on the Hassett Hills land.
Well, she's right. It's the only way out of this mess. Marketing?
Yep. Which is exactly what we've got to get right on the beef job, right from the start.
We certainly have.
I've got a very good feeling about this.
What would happen, though, if things didn't work out as we planned?
What do you mean?
Say Phil doesn't want to go with this idea.
I think he will.
But say he didn't. Don't you think we should have a fallback?
What do you mean, a fallback?
Well, what about one of those farms in France? You know, if it did all go wrong.
You weren't serious, love. I mean, I know we talked about
it. Some brochures came through the post today.
About France?
Yeah, there's one place looks really nice.
You'd really uproot us and start all over again in another country?
I'm not saying I want to. But if it's the only way to do our own thing...
Look, I mean, I know it has its attractions.
Like cheaper land, government support, different attitudes to farming...
BSE.
OK, but it's here too, and it will be dealt with. And, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to live somewhere where they value the people who work the land?
So whereabouts is this farm, then?
Normandy. Lovely rolling grassland. And it's got a beautiful old farmhouse with big windows and those brilliant shutters. Here, look at it. It's got so much space. There's a big garden with a bridge over a pond, and there's an old well in the yard. But the best thing is the land. It looks really good.
Well, yeah, it does look nice, I'll give you that.
There'd be financial advantages too.
Well, money isn't everything.
Oh, surely it wouldn't do any harm to just go and see it. You could take a couple of days off in January at... Break would do us both good.
I'm sorry, love, but I don't want to pursue this.
But, David...
If our circumstances were different, then maybe it'd be worth thinking
but
about.
But we don't know what our circumstances are yet.
Love, what it comes down to is I don't want to leave Brookfield. Not unless I have to.
Neither do I.
No, and right now, I just can't see that happening. I tell you, if these figures don't impress Dad, then nothing will.
And just look at your face when you realise that Katish has come back to get you.
Yeah. I made a pretty good job of looking like I didn't want to marry a Gorgon, didn't I?
Oh, and I just love this one of you and Lauren gazing into each other's eyes adoringly.
Yeah, well, that was acting too, of course.
Oh, look, what a coincidence. Here she is.
Who? Oh, hi, Lauren.
Oh, I'm really sorry I'm late.
It's okay. I looked for you upstairs and then I came down here.
Oh, I'm afraid I was unavoidably delayed. Never mind. It's really nice to see you. Oh, hi, Linda.
Lauren! How
nice to see you.
So, what would you like to drink?
Oh, no, it's all right. We can get one later.
Okay. Linda was just showing me the pictures of the Mikado.
Yes, I know.
How?
Because they're all in front of you, silly. Oh, look, there's Neil over there. I expect he'd like to see them, wouldn't he, Linda?
Oh, yes, right. Yes, that's a very good idea. Yes, I'll just show them to Neil.
Don't you want to see them, Lauren?
No, I want to spend time with you.
Well, I expect I shall see you two later then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Linda. Oh, well, what a clever idea it was of yours to arrange to meet here.
Why? It's just our local.
I know, but it's where everybody comes, isn't it?
I suppose so. What does that matter?
Well, you never know who you're going to meet here, do you?
Look, Lauren, the reason I asked you out tonight...
Oh, look! It's that friend of yours!
Who?
Kirsty! Oh, Kirsty, come and join us!
You didn't have to do that. I thought you didn't like her.
Of course I do.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Tom? Well, you couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah, but then I could. Something happened last minute, and I bumped into Lauren here. Coincidence, eh?
No, you didn't. We've come out on a date, haven't we, Tom?
Well, not exactly. You see...
Oh, well, in that case, I expect you've told Lauren, haven't you?
Told me what, Tom?
It's like this, Lauren. You see... Well, there isn't really an easy way of... Well, I don't know how to put this, but... What's going on?
You should see your face, Tom.
It's priceless.
Hang on a minute, Kirsty. How did you know I was going to tell Lauren?
Because we set it all up.
And it serves you jolly well right.
We've been dying to do this ever since Hayley told us.
What's Hayley got to do with this?
Well, you remember when I walked out on the Mikado?
Yeah.
Hayley persuaded me to let you talk me back into it.
What?
We both found out you were too timeless. But for the sake of the show, we let you carry on.
I don't believe it.
Well, don't you remember in that last week how I kept trying to snog you whenever Kirsty was around?
What, you did that deliberately?
Oh, yes.
I remember when I touched your bum at the curtain call so Lauren could see it.
And half the audience. It was really embarrassing.
Oh, but it was all for you, Tom.
So you set this evening up just to get your own back?
Precisely.
Well, I suppose I deserved it.
No.
But now that I've got you both here, which one am I going to choose, eh?
Too late, Tom. I'm already spoken for.
Are you?
Don't you remember Martin at the 21st party you kept disappearing from?
Yeah.
He's over there, waiting for me at the bar.
Oh.
Bye, Tom. It's been so much fun.
Right then. Bye.
See you, Kirsty.
Yeah, see you, Lauren. And thanks. Nice girl, isn't she?
I used to think so.
All right, Tom. I think your ego's been bashed enough for one evening.
The thing is, when I couldn't see you for all that time...
Shh. You don't need to explain.
Right, okay. So, what are you doing on New Year's Eve?
Well, unless you've got anything else in mind, I was thinking of spending it with you, you plonker.
Oh, great.
Come here, you.
There's no time for a break for Tim and Siobhan.
So how is Chris?
Oh, not too bad. She's still on painkillers, but she's reduced the numbers. She's quite a stoic, doesn't want to own up to too much pain. I'm glad she's got a very attentive and sensible carer in George.
Mm. He'll make sure she doesn't do too much.
Yes, I've told him to. So, how's all the work going?
Slowly. Oh, I just grabbed a sandwich for lunch. You don't mind, do you?
No. No, I'll make one for myself in a minute.
Linda came round earlier to show me the production photos for the Mikado. Virtually, I had to throw her out of the house in the end.
No, were they any good?
Well, some of them were. There was one of Chris in her costume in the wings, presumably just before she did her back in. She looked so happy, it was sad.
That isn't a contradiction in terms.
You know what I mean. It must have been so frustrating missing out like that when it was all so close.
Well, she coped remarkably well.
And then to be laid low for Christmas, too.
Actually, Chris told me that she and George had a nice, quiet day. George cooked Christmas dinner for the first time in his life.
But that was an experience.
Chris was shouting instructions from the living room, so it wasn't too bad.
Do you think they've been lonely?
No, she was saying they've been inundated with visitors over the last couple of days.
You need good friends, don't you?
Jack and Peggy arrived just as I was leaving.
That's nice.
How about popping over to the ball for a quick drink and I'll grab something to eat there?
I can't really, Tim. You know, I've got to keep working on this paper for Amsterdam.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I just thought you could do with a break.
No, I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't.
I'll keep out of your way this afternoon, then.
You don't have to absent yourself altogether, you know.
Oh, I know, but I've got some stuff to catch up on in the surgery. Now's as good a time as any.
Okay, then. Now, where is that list?
I was hoping we might have some time together before you go away.
It's not very likely.
It just seems like... Well, first it was the Mikado before Christmas, and now this conference.
I know.
This holiday's hardly made any difference at all to our work.
It can't be helped. I've got to give this all my attention. It's really important for us.
Did you leave this scarf on top of the bread bin?
Which scarf?
The one I gave you for Christmas.
Yes. Sorry. Can you put it in the bedroom?
You don't like it, do you?
To be honest, green's never really been my colour.
I knew it was a risk when I bought it, but...
My daring husband.
I thought you might like the pattern.
Sorry.
That's okay. I can always change it for something else, can't I?
Who's that?
William.
You're back early.
Have you seen what it's like out there?
Is it disgusting?
Oh, it's horrible.
Hope it doesn't put people off coming.
Oh, nah. People always come to your parties.
That's very kind of you to say so, William.
Oh, it's true, though, isn't it? So, do you need a hand with anything?
No, I'm all right, I think. You look as though you need a hot bath to recover.
Yeah, I might just do that. Greg let us off early for once, seeing as we worked so hard yesterday on the shoot.
I heard it went very well.
I reckon everyone enjoyed themselves, including Dad and Grandad.
At least the bad weather came today. It would have been miserable beating in this.
Oh, I reckon we were just lucky, I suppose. Yeah, Mum's really looking forward to tonight.
I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Well, it's been a good week for pies, this.
Oh, it's the best time of year for them. Everyone's relaxing at home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but Dad were a bit worried about how formal it's going to be.
Oh, he needn't worry. It's not black tie.
Well, Mum will make sure he's smartly turned out anyway. It's all happening, isn't it?
Typically, yes. Would you mind answering the door?
Yeah, okay.
Caroline Pemberton. Oliver, how nice to hear from you.
Oh, what a shame. I was really hoping you could make it. Let's go down there.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Ebden Lloyd. Come in.
Oh, you don't have to be so formal, William.
Well, sorry. Have you come to see Caroline?
Oh, that is the general idea, yes.
Oh, shall I take your coat?
Oh, thanks. The rain's turning to sleet now. It's not a night to be out and about.
Oh, no, it ain't. Oh, do you want to go through? Caroline's in the dining room.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, but she's on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'll try and keep quiet. No, I quite understand. Yes, it's a shame. I was looking forward to introducing you to some people you haven't met yet. Oh, well, never mind. I'm sure we can get together again soon. All right, then. Bye.
Who was that?
Oliver Sterling.
Oh, I thought so.
What do you mean?
Your voice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I take it he isn't coming, then?
No, he's stuck in Bristol, unfortunately. Some problem with his car, and the trains are still playing up.
Oh, pity.
Stop it, Shula. I know what you're insinuating.
I'll go up for that bath now, Caroline.
Okay, William, that's fine.
If there's anything else you want doing, just give me a shout.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Honestly, Shula, poor William. What'll he think of us?
Oh, he probably thinks we're a couple of mad old women.
Oh, less of the old, please.
So, now that Oliver's not coming, who are you going to talk to at the party?
Ah, that'll be the vol-au-vent.
I'm making a cup of tea, Tim. Do you want one?
Oh, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, sorry, it is a bit quiet, isn't it?
Yes, but very useful for dealing with all this.
Admin, I take it.
Everything's accountable these days, even the paper clips.
The curse of the modern working man.
I'm afraid so. And woman, too, of course. What brings you in?
Oh, I had a counselling session. Christmas always seems to accentuate stresses and strains in families.
Too much enforced proximity.
Something like that.
How about you? Had a good Christmas?
Oh, yes. It's our best time of year.
All your services went well?
You better ask the congregation that, but yes, I think so. The nativity in the barn was the most fun. It's the first time I've done it like that.
It sounds like a really good idea.
What about you and Siobhan?
Oh, well, we've hardly stopped. The Mikado was hectic, of course, as you saw at the dress rehearsal. After the first night, Siobhan just wanted to go into hibernation for a few days.
I often think the designer is the most overworked and underrated person in a production.
Well, she wouldn't argue with that. It was nice on Christmas Day, though. We went to Mass together. You know she's Catholic, don't you?
Oh, yes.
But ever since then, she's been lost to the world, slaving away over a hot text.
It's, for a conference, isn't it?
Yes. Of course, she's very excited about it, but...
It would have been nice to have more time together.
Another day or two wouldn't have hurt.
Well, how about that tea?
Oh, sorry, I never said, did I? Actually, I bought in a flask. Would you like some?
Oh, no, don't worry, I've already boiled the kettle. Thanks for your Christmas card, by the way.
Oh, thanks for yours too. Is your calendar up on the wall yet?
No. I'm saving Mike until January the 1st.
Betty says it's one of their best sellers. They want to order more copies.
Excellent. We did rather well on that, didn't we?
Yes. In fact, I've got a little something to say thank you.
Oh, what for?
For all the work you did on the calendar.
Well, it's me who should be thanking you, since I suggested the idea of fundraising in the first place.
No, it was great fun, and I'm really glad I got involved. You did a great job getting it all together. Happy Christmas.
Oh, you shouldn't have, really. Oh, what a lovely scarf.
Put it on. It looks beautiful. We're under the mistletoe. Susan put it up here, but hardly anyone ever stands under it. She should have put it up by the door.
Well...
Sorry.
I'd better go. I've got a parish visit to make in Edgeley.
Yes. I'd better get on too. We've got a party to go to, if I can persuade Siobhan.
Well, thanks again for the scarf.
I'm glad you like it.
Green's my favourite colour. Eddie's in a funny mood, isn't he?
Yes. He's not still in here, is he?
No. He must have gone into the dining room. Why? Is something wrong?
He's been making some rather unpleasant remarks about Oliver.
Really? I thought they hardly knew each other.
Well, they don't. As far as I know, they've already met two or three times.
Oh, well, I suppose he's bound to feel bitter.
Yes. Listening to him, though, you'd almost think Oliver was responsible for throwing them out of the farm himself.
That's complete nonsense.
Yes, of course it is. Eddie knows that, too. Oh, it's just very unfair. Apparently he's been saying Oliver's a hobby farmer who throws real country people out of their homes, or some such nonsense.
Well, who was he talking to?
Oh, the Middletons. Oh. I had to contrive an excuse in the end to get them away from him.
Oh, that's the last thing you need at a party, isn't it?
I suppose I ought to go and keep an eye on him.
Oh, Caroline, you shouldn't have to do that.
I know, but I don't want everyone getting the wrong impression.
Caroline?
Oh, yes, William.
I just wanted to say I'm really sorry about Dad getting out of hand.
Oh, it's not your fault, William. Perhaps I better go and talk to him.
I wouldn't just yet. Mum's giving him a right earful. But not in front of the guests, mind.
Oh, you'd think Eddie might have come to terms with it now he's got Keeper's Cottage.
Well, if you ask me, it's a relief we're not in Grange Farm no more. Keeping that place going were a nightmare most of the time. I know Grandad don't see it that way. But sometimes you have to move on.
Well, thanks, William, for coming to see me.
That's all right. Anyway, I reckon you don't need to worry about Dad no more after Mum's finished with him.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, see you later then.
Okay. He's so different from his father, isn't he?
Caroline, I'm so sorry we're late.
Well, listen, you can blame it on me. Tim had to virtually drag me away from my desk. Oh. Not that I didn't want to come, of course.
Siobhan's got this conference to prepare for and she's working really hard.
Never mind. Main thing is you're here now. I see you've got drinks. There's food through in the dining room.
Yes, Caroline's been slaving over her vol-au-vent.
Well, as long as it's not turkey.
Siobhan? Great, thanks. We'll help ourselves in a minute.
So... How are you two? Did you both have good Christmases?
Oh, very nice, yes, thanks.
Oh, you go first, Shula.
Oh, well, ours was lovely. Very traditional. Daniel was completely spoiled, of course, but then so was I.
Great.
Mine's been fun, too. Like you, Siobhan, I've had to keep working. But luckily, I enjoy what I do.
It does help, doesn't it? Mm.
So, is our new neighbour here? I'm dying to meet him.
Who? Oliver?
Oh, yes. I've heard lots of nice things about him. You're a good friend of his, aren't you?
Oh, actually, I don't know him that well. No, unfortunately, he couldn't make it this evening.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, he's a charming man. I'm sure you'll like him when you do get to meet him.
Yes, I'm sure we will too. Well, come on, Siobhan, let's grab a bite to eat.
Oh, okay. We'll see you both later.
Yes, all right.
But I might.
So,
Despite Eddie's best efforts, the word about Oliver still appears to be good.
Oh, thankfully.
And it's got nothing to do with the fact that he's a terribly eligible divorcee either.
Of course not. He's just a very nice man. That's all there is to it.
Tony's put those apple juices in your car for you, Jennifer.
Oh, that's very kind of him.
Mm, they're delicious. You're going to like those, Jennifer.
Yeah, Bob and Anne keep a very good orchard. Here's some lovely ciders as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid we're not really cider drinkers.
No, I'm not usually either. You should try this one. It's not too strong and it's beautifully smooth.
Yeah, I used a bottle for my organic harvest demonstrations. Most people who tried it have been back to buy some.
It's selling even better than the wines. Talking of which, he needs a top up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Helen.
Well, I hope you don't mind me gate crashing your leaving do like this, Cathy.
Not at all.
Mum? No, I'm all right, thanks.
Cathy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you're making the right move. I mean, with all due respect to Pat and Helen, you hardly want to spend the rest of your career as a shop assistant.
I never thought I would.
Although she's certainly been a very good one.
And we're definitely going to miss her input. Kirsty, what's Tom doing back there?
Oh, he and your dad have decided they're going to fix that leaky pipe in the cloakroom.
Oh, have they? I wish they'd told me first.
Help yourselves if you want more wine.
Oh, yeah.
You go and sort them out, Helen. I bet she will too.
Plumbing isn't really my strength, so I thought I'd come and join you. When did your job start, Cathy?
Next Wednesday.
So you're not taking a holiday then?
No, I'd rather get straight on with it. I went to see Nigel and Elizabeth last night to talk about it.
What exactly will you be doing?
Managing the shop and the restaurant.
Oh, I didn't realise it was both.
Yeah. Not really worried about doing both. Although I suppose I am more familiar with restaurants and catering.
Oh, what about the last few months in here? I'd have thought that was perfect training for the shop.
Yes, it has been.
Just substitute souvenirs for organic produce and it's the same thing, really.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure you'll cope marvellously. Feels like a good time to start, anyway. They're still really busy with parties and conferences, but the shop's pretty quiet at the moment.
Oh, so you should have a settling in period.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, actually, I think Elizabeth looks a bit worn out at the moment.
Yes, I know Jill's worried about her overdoing things.
Poor feeling Nigel is too. I think he's rather relieved that I can start so soon.
I'm sure he is.
Well, if Tony's loaded up my car, I think I'd better get off.
That's something I need to chase up for Mum's party, and I'm not sure how much of an eye Brian's been keeping on Alice.
Well, I bet she's enjoying her new pony.
She absolutely adores him. Thanks for letting me pop in.
It was nice to see you.
And good luck with the new job. Bye.
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 Bye. Now, who'd like another piece of my mushroom quiche?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Good. I'll bring some in then.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a piece yet. I'll see if the lads want some too, shall I?
All right.
Oh, Helen, do you want another piece of quiche?
No, not now, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, it's so typical. They don't want to let me get anywhere near it. They keep saying it's a man's job.
If I were you, I'd quite happily leave them to it.
Oh, I can't be bothered to argue anyway.
Good to see Cathy so happy, isn't it?
Yeah, but we haven't found a replacement yet, have we? She didn't exactly give us much notice, did she?
You can hardly criticise her for taking advantage of such a good opportunity.
That's not the point, though, is it? My concern is running this shop as efficiently as I can.
Oh, come on, Helen. I'm sure we'll find someone soon. You've still got Anne, you remember.
Here we are. Oh, the music stopped.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's much of a selection to choose from.
There should be a few tapes out the back.
Yeah, I don't mind what it is, so long as it's not more carols.
I'll certainly second that. Do you think we've got any Elvis, Helen?
Oh, yeah, he's always great.
Maybe. Why don't you have a look?
Oh, you should try this quiche, Helen. It's gorgeous.
I know, I've had some already. Come on, Cathy, let's go and see what we can find.
Elvis?
Oh, my dad is an Elvis groupie too. It's
so embarrassing, isn't it?
Too right.
Oh, I wish I'd been there the other night when you dissed Tom.
Oh, it was brilliant. You should have seen the look on his face.
Was it like this?
That's it, exactly.
When he was a kid, John and I used to call him the Sad Badger when he looked like that.
That's excellent. I'll use that to wind him up.
Just call him Badger and see what he says.
I will. This shop's really cool, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think it's great what you've done in here in such a short space of time. And you haven't had to compromise on your principles.
Oh, I hope we never will. That's always been very important to me. Well, it helps that organics are such a good area to be in right now, of course.
Even so, not everyone would take a risk like your family did.
I know. Mum and Dad have been great.
You must feel like your life's really sorted.
At the moment, it is. It feels good. How about you?
Well, I don't know. It's brilliant being with Tom again. But otherwise it feels a bit like everything's on hold.
How's that?
Well, first there was the court case hanging over me, so it felt like I was waiting for months just to see what would happen.
Oh, that must have been tough.
Yeah. And then I finished college, which was okay. And since then I've been doing this voluntary work, you know, for an environmental pressure group. And that's okay too, but it's coming to an end soon. I don't really know what I want to do next.
Mm, really?
Look what we found, you two.
Yeah, you'll never guess.
Oh, go on then.
A Barry Manilow tape.
Oh, no.
Mother.
Are we still looking good on the cell count?
Oh, yes. Fine.
It felt very odd doing the milking this week.
Yeah. I think Kevin deserved Christmas off, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy doing it. The sheep and the heifers are fine, you'll be glad to hear, even in this wet.
Mm. At least that's one thing that's been consistent this year.
The rain.
Yeah. Don't think I've known such a year.
No. Well, at least we didn't get the floods.
Yeah.
I've, got those figures I promised you, by the way.
Oh, good. More bedtime reading.
There you go.
I say, this looks very impressive.
Well, thought I might as well do it properly. Not on the back of an envelope.
Well, you didn't really need to put it in a folder, though.
Yes, I did. It all helps.
Well, in my day, everything's on the back of an envelope. It all seems to be bureaucracy these days.
Well, I'm still a farmer, Dad, just like you.
Mm, well, I know that.
Never could be a pen pusher. Like getting my hands dirty, achieving something solid.
Mm. Have you done a full cash flow? Oh, yes, here it is at the back.
It's all there. The figures cover what I've estimated to be roughly a 2-year interim period while we're waiting for our first calves to come on stream.
Mm. No, well, that sounds about right.
I've included projected gross margins plus a net income and cash flow for each year over a 5-year period.
Yeah, you have put a lot of work into it.
Well, if that doesn't impress you, I don't know what will.
No, I promise you, I'll give it my full attention over the next couple of days.
Great.
There's a lot to think about.
But you'll definitely have an answer for me by Monday.
Yes. I can assure you of that.
I reckon they'll be all night fixing that leak at this rate.
Mm.
Believe me, we're better off leaving them to it. Well, I hate to be a party pooper, but I really ought to go and collect Jamie from Sid, or he'll be on at me about his Friday night trade.
Have you got your childcare sorted out for the new job?
Oh, yes. Hayley's had a word with Josie, and she's happy for her to have Jamie after school.
Oh, that must be a relief.
Well, it's essential, otherwise I couldn't do the job.
Oh, time to start packing up and go home, I think.
Oh, look, before I go, I want to thank you both for all the help you've given me here and at home.
That's all right.
Ah, you've helped us too, remember? Especially when we were in a sticky situation after Peter left. I just hope I haven't left you in another one now.
No, I'm sure we'll find someone.
It probably won't take too long. I'll just get my stuff then.
You sound remarkably cheerful about our staff shortage. Well, it's like you say, Mum. Someone's bound to come along. And I've a funny feeling it could be sooner rather than later.
Hi.
How do you mean?
Hi.
Well, I've been chatting to Kirsty, and you know she's been doing this environmental stuff.
Yeah?
Well, she says it's finishing soon, and she's going to be at a loose end.
Do you think she might be interested in working here?
I don't see why not. Well, at the very least, I think we should ask her if she wants to interview for it.
I'm sure Tom would be delighted.
Well, I'm not bothered what he thinks. It's Kirsty I'm interested in.
I think it's an excellent idea. We all get on with her, and she's a very sensible girl.
Ooh, what's this?
Oh, we're just talking about your possible successor.
God, I haven't even left the building yet. Ah, good luck with finding someone.
Thanks.
And hopefully it won't be too long before I'm out of your way at Bridge Farm, too.
Well, you just make sure you find the right place first.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Anyway, I'm off now.
Oh. Bye, Kathy. Thanks again.
Oh, thanks. Bye, Helena. I'll see you later at home.
Yeah, thanks.
See you at Lower Loxley, Kathy.
I look forward to it.
Oh, I hate saying goodbyes. Honestly, I came in with Tom and all he's done is fiddle with that damn pipe.
Oh, men can be so frustrating.
Oh, well, look, I'll just go and wash up these glasses. I'm sure you two have got lots of things to talk about.
Well, at least I persuaded Tom to take me out for a drink later on. Do you want to come with us?
Oh, thanks, but I'm already doing something.
Do you need a hand with putting anything away?
Oh, don't worry, it's more or less all done. Kirsty, Mum and I have had an idea. Well, you know we're looking for someone to replace Kathy.
Yeah.
Do you think you might be interested?
Crumbs, I hadn't thought about it.
Well, you should do. We'd both like you to interview for the job. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to. It sounds great.
Excellent. Well, I haven't checked this with Mum yet, but would Wednesday be a good day for you?
I think so. Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Say 12 o'clock?
OK, great. Wow, thanks, Helen.
No, that's 2 dozen champagne, a case of Saint-Emilion and a case of Parfumé. 2 single malts, a 5-star, 2 gin and 1 vodka. And you have got the right name, haven't you? Yes, it's Aldridge with an A. Oh, Farm, yes, that's right. Well, then I really don't see how your men could have failed to deliver it today. It's really very inconvenient, because I plan to go out tomorrow morning. Oh, yes, 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 I'm sure you are. All right. I shall expect them at 9:30, then. Right. Yes, thank you. Yes, that would be appreciated. Goodbye.
Hi, Mum. Forgotten how awful English weather is.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's you.
Can I come in? It's really horrible out here.
And of course you can. Let me take your bag.
Thanks.
Come here. Let me hug you. But, darling, you're pregnant.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.